Now, the next psalm, Psalm 4, is in this same line. Psalm 3 was the perfect man rejected. And I've labeled this psalm here, the conflict between the seed of the woman and the serpent. And that's what is going on in the world today. And this is called an evening psalm. We'll see why. And it divides itself something like this. You have a cry in the first three verses, then a correction in the next two verses. Then you have confidence in verses 6 and 7 and 8. This is the psalm. It's a brief one. And this psalm, it has a musical inscription. It says, to the chief musician on Neginoth, a psalm of David. Now, what's a Neginoth? Well, apparently, it must be some sort of an instrument, and it's the belief of a great many today that it is something like a stringed instrument. Actually, probably a stringed instrument solo. And he sings praises in the midst of the church, we're told. That's the way the writer to the Hebrews uses this psalm. And here, it's a great cry at the beginning. The great refuge for the people of God in time of trouble is always prayer. And God is their shield, as we've already seen. Listen to him. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. That is, distress means pressures, and the pressures of life are great. What do we need today? We need the encouragement that we find in the Word of God, and we have that assurance given us that the Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. That's Psalm 145:18. And then again, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver thee. Thou shalt glorify me. And that is a wonderful promise of God in Psalm 50:15. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I'll answer. And while they're yet speaking, I'll hear. It's what Isaiah said in the 65th chapter, verse 24. And then Psalm 18:6 is very personal. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And again, as for me, I'll call upon God, and Jehovah shall save me. That's Psalm 55:16. Psalm 86:7 says, in the day of trouble I'll call upon thee, for thou shalt answer me. And then again he says, he shall call upon me, and I'll answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. That's Psalm 91:15. The Bible's just filled with these wonderful promises, and that's the cry here of the psalmist, that God be with him. Now he says here, O ye sons of man, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after falsehood? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him who is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call upon him. How wonderful it is. God will hear our prayer. Then we have the correction that's given here, and it's sort of a warning. He says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. The word is tremble and sin not. We need a little bit more trembling than we're getting today. And then he says here, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. How wonderful this is. Be angry and sin not is the way that Paul translated it when he quoted in Ephesians. Now notice the confidence, the assurance here of faith. And he says here, there are many that say, who shall show us any good? A lot of people saying today, well, everything's gone to the bow wows. Nothing can turn out right today. Well, Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. How we need that today. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their grain and their wine increased. David's heart like the rest of us, it failed in time of trouble. And David here found out that God was good to him. And around them were these unbelievers among their own people mocking them. And they were the ones that said, God's not going to do anything. But God did do something for them. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their grain and their wine increase. And God today, and He alone can make good for us. Now it's an evening psalm. Listen to this. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for Thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. This, by the way, is a good sleeping pill at night. Have you ever tried Psalm 4? It's a little better than Somanex, by the way, and it's lots better than aspirin, Psalm 4. Oh, how wonderful these psalms are for us today, and what they'll mean to God's people in that day of trouble.